The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
The president was shot once in the left chest. The bullet entered from the left side. He is conscious. He is in stable condition. And that literally is all I can tell you at this time.
That was the information that was relayed across the world when Ronald Reagan was shot and then press secretary there. That was the description of James Brady, who died at the age of 73. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You know, it harkens back to a different era when you think of Reagan and how nostalgically, especially lately, we've talked about Reagan. We've talked about Reagan in dealing with Russia and the Cold War and tear down that wall, Mr. Gorbachev, and all that he stood for. Democrats and Republicans are bringing up Reagan's name, I think, a lot more lately. And when you think of Reagan, you think of that terrible piece of footage, who, no matter what their politics are, want to see one of our American presidents go down. Well, Brady had served as Reagan's press secretary for just 69 days when he was with the president at a speech in a Washington hotel on that fateful day, March 30th, 1981. John Hinckley Jr. opens fire, tries to shoot Reagan, and a bullet hits Brady in the head. And he's seriously injured by that attempt. He's confined to a wheelchair, changed his life forever. After that, he and his wife Sarah go on to become dedicated advocates for gun control. He becomes the namesake for the Brady campaign to prevent gun violence. Even in the White House, the briefing room bears Brady's name. That's how deeply that was felt, that moment when James Brady's life changed forever. And the Brady campaign was named after him, you know, the trademark, and working on guns till his dying breath, whether we agree with it or not. He certainly was legendary for his strength. He was. And that the fact that he wasn't killed when that happened, it was a terrible, terrible afternoon. Every time I see that footage, it's still, I don't know, it's still very eerie to me to watch that. It was so close. That was so close for Reagan. I mean, incredibly close. And very close for James Brady. Definitely changed the course of his life, but to be alive was so close for James Brady, too. Here at the top of the show, speaking of close, for some, Ebola is just a little bit too close to the United States. There's a patient who went to a New York City hospital to be tested because he had headaches, and he had just come back from one of the hotspots in Africa where Ebola has spread like the plague and almost 900 people have died. We know the two Americans who worked as missionaries with an organization and were treating people with Ebola come down with it. Nancy Reitbol, a missionary from North Carolina, who's now on her way to Atlanta and is getting the same treatment that Dr. Brantley, who got Ebola, has gotten, this experimental drug that is so, so new. Imagine this. It's life or death. You are incredibly lucky in one sense that there is an experimental drug that you can take, but it's never been tested for safety in humans. Never. But you have Ebola, and there is a 90% chance that you are dead, that you are going to just flat out die, and you know it. And someone has just died from it. Someone young has just died from it. So are you going to take the chance? Are you going to spin the wheel of fortune on the serum? Of course, because there's nothing else. There is no cure for Ebola. So both of the Americans have the serum. And both are now going to be in the United States at the CDC/Emory. Reports so far are very, very good, thank goodness. But on the other hand, the scary thing is Ebola, because of what it can mean if there should be some freak thing as far as a kind of a spread. Now, it's not like SARS. It's not airborne, which would be ridiculously risky. But at the same time, with the reports of the different nationalities who are coming across our border, yeah, there's a little concern there, because we've seen pox, we've seen tuberculosis, we've seen some other things that have come out of the catastrophe of the unaccompanied kids, along with what normally even comes across the border, and then the others who have wormed their way through because of the massive amount of people who are finding themselves at that crossing point, or were, in the last couple of weeks, even if it's slowed down somewhat. That's why it's not crazy, you're not wacky and filled with conspiracy when you suggest, yeah, we should be concerned about Ebola. Not concerned to the point where we're consumed by it, but to the point where there has to be massive precautions taken, like agents looking at people who are coming into the United States looking for those symptoms, the headaches, the fevers, because immediately they would have to be isolated. Now, even in the New York hospital, they say they're not worried. Oh, he has a headache. They're tested. They feel really good that he doesn't have Ebola. But they feel so good that 7 minutes within coming into the hospital, they immediately put him in isolation. So they're no dummies either. No dummies. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, boy, we have some great guests for you. We have one, what I would call, lighthearted interview. We're in the summer. I thought it'd be fun to talk about grilling. Yes, grilling. Because it's not just hamburgers and hot dogs or chicken. There's all kinds of things that you can grill. And there's all kinds of ways to do it. So we're going to chat with Paul Keita from Men's Health about the best ways to grill. He even says there's a way to make French toast, and it's incredible. Or grilled cheese. I just think of a messy grill. I think you have to be careful with that. And then Doug Giles, who takes no prisoners when he talks about his anger over PETA and other groups and what they have to say about animals and hunting animals and all that kind of stuff, and then comes back around to the border and something that he's seen through his daughter's eyes and some others. And also Steve Kelly will join us with an update on why you don't have to pay 1,000% markup on some of the procedures you're getting done medically, that it's okay to fight against the $6 aspirin. You just have to ask for the bill and the breakdown. Of course, they never want you to see that. That's the tricky part. So hang with us. We've just scratched the surface. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Well, we're deep into the summer. That means there's still time left to grill. Back to the show. We like this guy, Men's Health Magazine editor Paul Keita. And he's got the skinny on men, grilling, and beer. That sounds like the title of a book. Hey, Paul, how are you?
Hey, good. And after hearing those words, do you mind if I grunt a little bit? Is that okay?
Go ahead. Go for it. You're right.
All right. Yeah, it's grilling season. This is my favorite time of year. All the produce is coming in. The bags of charcoal are stacked at my house. This really is a wonderful time of year.
So here's the thing with the grilling deal. I know this from my own husband, who immediately assumed the role of the man that I can grill, and I'm not knocking him. He's awesome. But when we first got the propane grill, we had somebody over for their birthday. The hamburgers, let's put it this way, were practically raw. He made the common mistake, and I'm sure you would probably understand this, of not warming up the grill. That's obviously one of them. What are some of the other mistakes that men make while grilling?
Yeah, that's a huge one you just mentioned. Just like your grill, you need to preheat your oven. Just like your oven, you need to preheat your grill. And that takes about 15 minutes to do so. And that goes for charcoal and it goes for gas. Some of the other mistakes I see a lot of are guys who will continuously poke at the meat on the grill. You know, is it done? They open up the burger, they peek inside, they slice the steak. That is a huge grilling no-no. You want to let the meat rest on the grill, and it will actually tell you when it's ready to flip. You'll see little juices bubble up to the surface. That means flip me.
Yeah, because you actually kind of can ruin the meat by doing that, right? If you keep doing that whole flipping game.
Oh, for sure. I mean, grills tend to dry out meat, and that's because they turbocharge cooking through quick, fast heat. So you want to work with that. You know, if you're slicing the steak, you're letting all those juices come out that are circulating throughout the steak. If you're using really high heat, you know, you can flip, but try not to do it more than three or four times and never cut into the meat.
Yeah. What is it about grilling that guys like so much? Why has this become a male sport?
Well, actually, research says that a lot of women are now joining the sport as well. But I think it comes down to almost a Prometheus-like mentality. There's fire, there's beer, and there's your buddies. And you're in the great outdoors. You know, there's something about the smell and about, you know, the sort of, you know, talking shop over the grill. And guys love kind of telling other guys what they're doing wrong, right? Well, grilling provides lots of those opportunities.
Yeah, you know, you talk about the charcoal versus propane and the fact that you still have to do the 15-minute warm-up thing. Which do you like better? Do you like, because I think charcoal is old school versus the propane deal. What do you think?
I'm not going to pick sides in this controversial debate. In fact, I actually have many grills at home, but I have a charcoal grill, and it's because I love the flavor that charcoal imparts. Especially, you go to the grocery store now, you can find these chunk hardwood charcoals. They're different than your briquettes. They burn faster, they're a lot hotter, and they make food taste great. But I usually reserve charcoal cooking for the weekend. During the week, if I need something fast, I'll fire up my gas grill. And, you know, dinner will be ready in, you know, no time.
Yeah, that's what I like about it, too, that it's really quick and really easy. And people make all kinds of things now on the grill, don't they? It's not, you know, it's not the traditional burgers, hot dogs, chicken. I mean, people are doing everything. They're doing their vegetables that way. People are doing corn on the cob that way and even way more exotic things, making their salmon that way. Have you found that there's a lot of things that people are grilling now that before you just wouldn't see?
There's definitely a certain boredom that sets in after hot dogs and burgers are sort of played out. But yeah, you know, the grill is so great because that charred flavor matches with the flavors in a lot of foods. You mentioned produce, corn specifically. High heat can help to caramelize the natural sugars in fruits. So if you put something like a tomato on the grill, you know, just a couple, maybe 30 seconds either side, you get a much sweeter tomato. The same goes for corn. You do some grilled corn, you know, soak the husked corn in water for about 30 minutes, throw it on the grill, indirect heat, close the lid, and you roast the corn. You can peel back the husk and then give those char marks. That goes great with a little bit of butter and salt. It's perfect.
We're speaking with Paul Kita, of course, from Men's Health Magazine. And Paul, what about the beer? We haven't even talked about that. How do you mix beer with the food you're cooking? You know, people who do the wine thing, that's always a big deal. And what wine matches whatever it is you're making. Is it the same way with beer or no?
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of drinking what you like. But when it comes to outdoor grilling, you know, you're outside, you know, if you're spending some time in front of the grill, you don't want a beer that's going to clobber your taste buds. There's a new craft beer movement right now, IPAs. They're typically your very hoppy beers, but they've also been traditionally very high in alcohol. We're talking 7, 8, 9%. But there are a few breweries right now that are coming out with what they called session IPAs. Session is just a fancy word for the fact that they have less alcohol, so 3, 4, 5%. These are really great summer drinking beers. They're nice and light, yet they have that sort of peppery hoppiness that pairs them really well with fish off the grill or even hot dogs.
Yeah. You know, you're talking about the grilling and the barbecuing thing. Somebody asked me this the question the other day. Well, hey, really, what's the difference between saying I'm grilling or I'm barbecuing? I grew up in the Northeast, and barbecuing didn't mean barbecue, like you're going to get barbecue. It just meant the traditional things that we talked about, hot dogs, hamburgers, boom, we're throwing them on the charcoal grill, that's it. But that word has morphed into something else, and grilling has too. What do you think is the big difference between the two?
Yeah, it also comes down to a matter of hardware. Barbecue is done in a smoker. I also have one of those at home. My backyard is kind of cluttered with these things, but I think that's a good thing. A smoker uses low heat to cook tough proteins tender. So you're usually taking something like brisket or ribs, and you're going to slow smoke those for 6, 8, 10 hours until they become almost pull apart tender. That is classic barbecue. Grilling is what we're all more used to. That's the intense hot heat that sears things like steaks and burgers.
Yeah. What's the wildest thing that you've ever cooked over a grill?
That's a great question. I actually once unsuccessfully tried to grill apple pie. Don't do that.
Oh.
That is just a recipe for cleanup disaster. But I have grilled French toast, and if you've never done this, one, it gives you an excuse to fire up your grill at breakfast, which is great. But two, as we were talking earlier, high heat can really make those natural sugars in food taste great. So if you're cooking up French toast, also grill up some strawberries on the side, and that is a really excellent day starter.
Boy, I think that would surprise a lot of people. I've never had French toast on a grill, and I've never heard of that. Wow.
It's fantastic.
So I put that on the list. I'm sure people listening, let's see. Let's have a French toast contest. Send me your photos at americatonight.net. I want to see who comes out the best. I love that idea. Even somebody did tell me this, too. Why not? And I thought this was interesting. Because I love grilled cheese, and there's all kinds of different ways to make it, as you know, and I'm picky about the cheese. But you can also make grilled cheese on the grill, right?
Oh, yeah, and this is fantastic. There are a couple stipulations if you do make this. You want to use a bread, a white bread. We're all about the healthy, high-fiber, whole-grain breads here. But your white bread, because it's refined, it tends to toast up a little bit nicer on the grill. That doesn't mean you can't use a great 7-grain bread. But a white bread is perfect. And when you are adding the cheese, make sure that you shred the cheese. Don't lay it in and on thick slices. The shredding actually helps it get a little bit more gooier on the grill. And when you do it, what you want to do is there's direct heat on your grill and there's indirect heat. Direct is when you put it immediately over the flames. So you're going to toast the bread, on each side, and then you're going to move it off the heat and close the lid. That's indirect heat. You do that until the cheese gets gooey, and I'm telling you, this is the best grilled cheese you've ever had.
I love that idea. I want one now. Excellent. Paul, you gave me some fabulous ideas. I'm thinking French toast, and I'm thinking grilled cheese the following week. So, Paul Kita from Men's Health Magazine, thank you so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate. Happy grilling.
Hey, you too. Bye-bye.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
America tonight, Doug Giles. He's the author of Rise, Kill, and Eat. Man, this book, I'm telling you, there's some good stuff in this book. Theology of Hunting from Genesis to Revelation. And, you know, we're talking about what's happening with Ebola. In fact, we were just talking about that and what's going on in these various countries and, of course, what's also happening at the border with the unaccompanied kids and what's happening to all those kids that are coming across the border. The word today that a lot of them are being moved off of the military bases and that supposedly less are coming in, but they expect more to come back in. So a lot of things to talk with Doug about, certainly here on ATN. Doug, thanks for popping on the show. We appreciate it, man.
Yeah, no sweat.
So before we dive into, you know, what you think with the customs and border protection and all that kind of stuff, just give us a synopsis of the book. I love the fact that you, I'll say, are a manly man, and you're just putting it out there, rise, kill, and eat. I mean, that's, you know, it's the rule of threes is what you're talking about in the book. Tell everybody what drove you to write this.
It's kind of reminiscent of, I don't know if you saw Braveheart, but when William Wallace rode out in front of all the butt kissers of Scotland, and they wondered, you know, Wallace, what are you doing here at this battle? And he said, I came to pick a fight. And then he went and mooned Longshanks troops and stuff. I got sick of PETA and the bunny-loving, doe-eyed tree humpers that have influenced a lot of American culture, Western culture, in a lot of the churches, and I decided, you know, I've got to dive into the book of books, even though it's not really respected or talked about. It's not cool to mention the Bible anymore, and dig out what it says and see if God and Moses and even Jesus himself were anti-hunting. And you know what, Kate? Lo and behold, I found out that hunting's a blessing. It's endorsed by Jehovah. Jesus killed more fish than I'd ever hoped to as an avid fisherman. And his Last Supper was, I believe it was a little lamb. Yeah, that's what it was. But nowadays, if you eat meat, if you hunt, if you put the bam to Bambi, then according to Pamela Anderson, Alicia Silverstone, and Hayden Panettiere, you are the Antichrist because, you know, God would never want us to hunt or eat one of his, you know, sweet little animals. But again, I dive into the book of books and say au contraire, and I do it with blistering facts, irrefutable evidence, and nobody's proven me wrong yet that the scriptures don't back up eating meat, wearing leather and fur.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? So you haven't got any big blowback from them on that. I'd be curious. It'd be great to have you on a panel and hear what the conversation would be like. And good for you for going back and saying, well, you know, here's irrefutable proof, huh?
Well, from, you know, remove the Bible from the equation and just go into sheer science and conservation environmentalism, the hunters, hands down, and I'll throw in the anglers and the trappers, from a conservation, preservation of the species and land standpoint, I mean, we're the ones who are the guardians of nature. PETA and the Humane Society, I don't know if you saw this or not, but they got their nonprofit status revoked. They've been being downgraded for many years, but now everybody is realizing and they're finally getting levied that they're a crap organization that scam people out of money by showing starving pet photographs and stuff, and that's not what they utilize the funds for. And but hunters, they pour in hundreds of millions of dollars a year from self-imposed surtaxes on their guns, on their ammo, on their hunting equipment, and that goes directly to preserve wetlands, to preserve forests, to preserve deserts, so that we can hunt deer, bear, and elk, and these species can, you know, flourish. And that's what the hunters do. And so while everybody's crapping on hunters, while everybody's saying that, you know, how could we ever do this? You know, it's so wrong and it's so cruel. We understand through science and through hands-on conservation that we're the ones that have brought back species from near extinction. And it's the hunters that are the true conservationists of nature.
Yeah. All right. Well said. Interesting stuff, Doug. Let's jump to what's going on in the border and get your take on this. This document gets leaked. The Breitbart people get a hold of it, and it's from Customs and Border Protection. And they actually, in it, their analysis, they talk about the exact numbers of illegal immigrants coming in and coming from more than just a handful of countries we've been talking about, like 75 different countries. This isn't surprising to me, as I have a couple of friends, longtime friends, who are Border Patrol agents, and I've talked to them about some of the things that are happening. But I think a lot of people aren't aware that at least 71 of the people from the three nations affected by the Ebola outbreak have turned themselves in or been caught trying to illegally enter the country. Wow, what's your take on that, on what's happening at the border?
Well, The document you're mentioning, Brandon Darby, who works for Breitbart, has been a longtime friend of mine. He's the one that was the source of that. And you know, one of the things, just to go back before we get into the Ebola stuff, is that if you watch the mainstream media and if you listen to CNN and Rachel Maddow prattle on about what's going down the border, or if you even listen to our prevaricator-in-chief, Barack Obama, and him describe, you know, what's going down in South Texas, it sounds like there's only, you know, these nursing mothers with these little infants, you know, and it's this plight of the swollen mammary and this poor little kid, you know, trying to run from, you know, the violence down in Honduras or Nicaragua. And then whoopsie daisy, you know, Rick Perry says 2 days ago, he said, listen, there's freaking Syrians coming across here. Brandon Darby and my daughter, Hannah Giles, who's was the acorn nutcracker who played the prostitute and conceived the video sting that destroyed that CD organization, they've interviewed Border Patrol agents that say Somalians, Syrians, OTMs, other than Mexicans, are pouring through that border as well. Now, the rub that you bring up in this interview is that we've got this freaking Ebola virus that in Africa has, what, taken nearly 900 people's lives?
Yeah.
Deadly disease. Now, it's not airborne. It's mucus-related. But like you said, there's 70-plus people that are coming from that western part of Africa where that crap is hails from. And, yeah, we don't get it, like, through the air, but it's through mucus, it's through body fluids. And, boom, here they are, coming through our borders. That's what's been reported. We don't know how many in God's name that are over here that the Border Patrol or the other folks have no idea how to quantify how many critters are in here with that kind of stuff. And, you know, aside from that, from a national security standpoint, with the Middle Easterns coming through and with the gang members, it's a god-awful mess. I think it's orchestrated. I don't think it's accidental. And I think it's part of the plan. I know I sound like a conspiracy theorist, but I think it's part of the plan to just overwhelm the system to where it capitulates to big government progressivism.
Yeah, but and the way to do that is to create a crisis, correct? And there you go, at the border.
Well, it's a full-on crisis, man. And I'll tell you this, Kate. I was looking to buy a ranch from, like, Austin down to San Antonio, kind of Rock Springs area, a little east of Del Rio. And I watched the property values in the last 3 years take a nosedive. They've plummeted it. And I'm a big-time hunter, as you can imagine, with my book, Rise, Kill, and Eat. And you know what? These ranchers down there that used to have these multi-million-dollar properties that had world-class hunting are now spending their time not managing deer herds or Texas longhorn cattle, but they're spending their time pulling dead bodies off their frickin' property, patching up fences that are being destroyed by these drug cartels and these quote-unquote lonely Mexicans that only want to pick our vegetables and clean our motel rooms. It's a full-on war. And thank God Perry had the cojones, you know, to put 1,000 Texas National Guard on the border. I don't know any other country, Kate, on this planet that doesn't have a crazy stringent border control.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you and I, if you said, hey, Doug, I'm going to meet you down at El Paso tonight, we're going to cross through the Juarez. Now, why would we have a machine gun stuck in our face?
Absolutely.
Here, oh, no, come on through. Ebola? Syria, Somalia, whatever. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
I agree.
I agree with you. It is unbelievable. And as you said, the ranchers picking up the dead bodies, and why more people don't know about that. And that's the truth. That's not fear-mongering or politicizing. It's really what's happening.
Yeah, no, and if people think I'm full of crap, go to ClashDaily.com. There's documented filmmakers that we post their videos and show their photographs, and it'll shock them out of their pantyhose or whatever they're wearing tonight.
Yeah.
How brutal it is, you know.
Yeah.
And again, we're not talking about ranches, Kate, that are right on the border either. We're talking some that are like 90 clicks away that are dealing with this crap on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's crazy. Absolutely. All right, Doug Giles, fun to have you on Rise, Kill, and Eat. That's the book. Pick it up. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Stay rowdy.
All right. You too, man. Bye.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight in our virtual green room, Steve Kelly. He's a co-founder and CEO of ELAP Services, a healthcare cost management and watchdog firm. Now, that doesn't really tell you anything, except for what I like about this guy. We had him on once before, is that he's going to tell you that you don't have to get ripped off when it comes to your healthcare. Healthcare costs are through the ceiling. I can't tell you how many conversations I have a day with people that tell me some other horror story in my own, among my own friends, and many of you call this show to talk about it. Americans are often paying, you know, 1,000% more than they should on half of their medical charges. So, Steve, thanks for popping back on the show. We appreciate the time.
My pleasure, Kate.
So what are you, you know, people are being choked to death by this, and this is no exaggeration. It's the truth, isn't it?
No question. There's, in spite of the Affordable Care Act and the different measures that people are taking to contain health care costs, the beat just goes on again and again and again. And really, the bottom line is that there's no rational relationship whatsoever between the cost to deliver health care and what is charged for health care. So that's the basic problem. And there's also no rational relationship between the cost of health care and the quality of health care. We are, as a society and as a market, we're in the dark when it comes to purchasing health care services.
All right, so give us some help, or what are some of the things that we can do to negotiate our medical bills? Because people don't believe that. They think once you get the bill, Steve, that's it. Oh, my gosh, I got to pay. What am I going to do? My house is going to cave in. But there are some things you can do.
Yeah, no question. Well, our client base, we work with employers. We work with the 200 to 1,000 employee companies. They would be school districts and towns in the public sector, manufacturers, nursing homes, chains of restaurants. That's our marketplace. And we work with the employer and advise them to move outside of the traditional insurance realm, to step outside
of what we call the PPO world, the preferred provider plans that are so prevalent. The reason is, for, as I said earlier, there's just no way to know what the actual cost of a service is going to be. You know, we'll see a CAT scan, for example, Kate, where they're the cost for the medical provider to deliver that service might be $250, $300. Charges can be as high as $4,000. Colonoscopies, same kind of disparity. It might cost the provider, a medical provider, $600 to $700 to perform the service, but the charges are $5,000, $6,000. So they may get some kind of discount off of that through the insurance companies, but you still don't know where you stand, and there's just a complete incoherence in the pricing system. So our advice to employers is to state in their plan document, which is basically their own, if you're a self-insured employer, you form your own plan document. We ask them to put rational limits of reimbursement in that plan document. We ask them to look for what it would actually cost the medical provider to provide the service and to allow a fair margin above that. And that's what we do. We help them dig through the complexity and to understand what it's costing to deliver the service and then to allow a fair margin above that cost.
Yeah, so and so there you go. At least there, and it makes so much sense to me, there is a road. We just have not heard of this road, right? And so you saw the crisis, and you, I mean, of course, and you're a business person, but you saw the crisis, and you realized way ahead of this curve that there's a better way than what we're getting sold in Washington, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting, Kate, that businesses are very good at controlling costs. They do it in every aspect of their enterprise. You know, if they're buying electrical power or they're buying fuel or they're paying wages, they're very good at understanding what costs are and to get the best deal out there. Yet when we get into the realm of healthcare, most businesses just punt the ball over to the insurance industry. You know, they let the insurance companies take care of that for them. And increasingly the government is stifling whatever competition there was in the insurance market. So our advice is to, as I say, that for the employers to use a common metric. If you're negotiating a price or a reimbursement for a medical service, look to common metrics. It could be Medicare plus a certain amount, something that's going to be fair to the medical provider, but also keeps some respect in place for the plan itself, for the employer and the employee's assets, to make sure that you're paying a reasonable amount. And that's just been missing from the equation for ages. And as I say, employers are very good at controlling costs, but they just haven't stepped up the plate. Or haven't had the wherewithal in the area of healthcare to do so. And that's what we work with them on, trying to just bring basic business discipline to the purchase of healthcare services.
When you watch, Steve, from where you are and you see what's happening with, you know, the Affordable Care Act and the implementation of it, what do you see?
Well, you know, it's just an enormous act. And I think that, you know, my first response would be if you're an employer, don't budget any savings on account of the Affordable Care Act for the near future. I think that's a fair comment. There's no savings. It's mostly about health insurance regulation. It's not really about health care regulation. A lot of it deals with the insurance mechanism. And I don't think that we can foresee any kind of savings, certainly not in the short term, at least in terms of immediate cost reductions. And, you know, if you're a business, I run a business and you run a business, you have to worry about making payroll and making your numbers month to month, quarter to quarter, or you stop being a business. So, you know, our advice is that employers should begin to look at this, and employees as well. Look at each medical encounter on its own. Look at what you're being charged for a particular service. Demand a copy of the itemized bill for any inpatient hospital stay. And look down that bill. If you see an aspirin on there for $6, you have a perfect right to approach the hospital. You're probably a member of the same business community as that health system, and you can begin a dialogue about what you're being charged for services. You know, we encourage, look away from the Affordable Care Act. Nobody knows how that's all, if it's even going to be around next year, frankly, with some of the challenges. But look away from the long-term and the macro discussions of healthcare economics at the political level, and just approach it like a business. Approach it like you would approach any other out-of-control expense. Enter into a direct dialogue with the people providing the service, and just use your basic business talents to see if you can work out a better deal.
Yeah, and you hear all these stories about, you know, I love the example of the $6 aspirin. What are some of the crazy things that you've heard about that where it doesn't match up, almost like we're dealing with different auto mechanics? You know, you go to one guy down the street. I hate to compare cars to our health, but you go to one guy down the street and you can get the carburetor for, you know, $1,100 installed, everything else. But then you go to some other dealership around the corner and it's, you know, it's a $2,000 or whatever it is. And I think some of your bigger items like CAT scans and that stuff, they tend to be all over the board, don't they?
Yeah, there's just no relationship between the cost of the service hospital to hospital. And it's just mind-boggling. I think it's the point has been made over and over again that it's just an irrational system. Yeah, another interesting thing we've seen is, Kate, that you can find a hospital like Memorial Sloan Kettering in New York is just a renowned cancer center. God forbid someone you love has cancer. That's where you'd want to be treated. And their prices are, you know, are like most medical providers, they're high. But you'll find that even a hospital like that is not significantly different than a community hospital. You might find that a hospital with relatively, you know, might be the 500th ranked hospital in the country has charges that are higher than a renowned academic center. There's just complete incoherence out there in terms of how the prices line up. And, you know, that's why our advice is to use metrics that are commonly available. Look at what Medicare would allow for the same service. And that's what we assist people with doing, mostly employers, and look at what would this service cost were being paid by Medicare. Now, medical providers will point out quickly that Medicare doesn't always cover all of their costs. And, you know, in that case, perhaps we would pay a claim at Medicare plus 20 or 25%. We want to capture their costs. But what we strongly disagree with is they charge six times Medicare and then offer you 30% off the charge. You know, you can't, that's not rational either. So it's kind of like an aspirin. It certainly doesn't cost $6. Now, it might not cost a penny, but maybe somewhere 8 or 10 or 12 cents is where you want to be. So you're just trying to find that rational cost. And for every service, for every product, a rational cost does exist. It's out there. And it just is a matter in many cases of getting to the table with the health system. And if you are an employer with a couple of hundred employees, ask for a meeting. Ask to speak to their managed care department. Ask their director of new business, whatever the particular appropriate person would be. Enter into a dialogue with them. If you've looked at a couple bills from the system, they seem completely out of whack, ask if you could have an audience with them and begin to approach it just as you would any other expense in the operation of your business.
Totally makes sense to me. Steve Kelly, we got to scramble. Go to www.elapservices.com to check it out. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much. Good night, Kate.
You too.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body
body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.